Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 23rd. Transitions continued from 2 Samuel chapters 2 and 3. 2 Samuel 3, 1 puts the whole of today's reading in perspective. War had broken out between the house of Saul and his followers and David and his incomplete kingdom. War is messy. War rarely accomplishes anything of lasting good. War leaves deep wounds and scars for generations, assuming the generations survive it. See how Abner puts it? Must the sword devour forever? Don't you realize this will end in bitterness? Even their plan to settle disputes with a few representative warriors battling it out instead of whole armies bore no fruit, but actually increased the bloodshed. The problem with war lies in the men conducting it. Joab turns out to be a violent man, bent on fulfilling his own will and satisfying his desire for revenge. Joab undercut his uncle, the king, by his own initiative in going to confront Abner without receiving the express knowledge and consent of David. Abner, though a capable and shrewd leader, had had no business elevating Ishbosheth to the kingship after Saul and Jonathan had died. He knew that God had anointed David as king over all the tribes. Abner would have been wise to negotiate a treaty that would have unified the whole country again. Instead, his actions put the divided kingdoms on a path to war from which Israel as a whole would never fully recover. See the breakup of the kingdom after Solomon's death in 1 Kings chapter 12. We humans seem to like our wars, if the number and frequency of them is any indication. Does that mean we like our misery stemming from them too? Maybe the memories of misery ought to give us pause before we get going on the next one. War may sometimes be necessary, but as David cried out over the news of Abner's murder by Joab, there's never any excuse for the shedding of the blood of the innocent. Though David was a man acquainted with war, he was ultimately a man of peace, as we should be. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.